I'm Bill Lako, along with Troy Harmon, Dr. Gene Hensler.
The Gallo from Brookhaven, I was one of the unfortunate ones who was notified that my financial information may be compromised thanks to Target. How can I protect myself from identity theft?
this is a tough one. I'm not sure that you can.
These people who sell this information, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, there are practical things, but because we've talked to our clients about this quite a bit. The reality is if I walk up to your front door and I want to be inside it, I'm going to kick it in. You can't stop me. If I want to go to your mailbox, open it up and take the mail, you can't stop me. So you cannot prevent somebody. The NSA had all of its information stolen. It's the NSA. Little guy.
Yeah, but how can somebody use, for example, I have a credit card. How can somebody use that to go get a mortgage without me knowing?
Well, they can steal your identity. The way you want to protect yourself, okay, the way I would do this is, very simply, is you call the credit bureaus and you lock your account.
That's easy to do.
Easy enough.
No cost whatsoever.
Period. Now, it's very inconvenient because before you go get a loan for anything, you've got to call the credit bureau 2-3 days before, unlock it, then go do what you're going to do, okay? Now, the banks, all the financial institutions will tell you that, you know, we're calling you about this transaction and that transaction for your protection. Now, because their contract says if you let them know within the first 90 days, they're liable for it. That's for their protection, which is fine. I appreciate them doing it. But you have to read your statements, and you and I both know that is a very difficult thing for a lot of people to do.
Every month.
So at least look at your statements and say, did I actually go to Victoria's Secret?
Yeah.
You know, or
Bill, who do I call to lock up my credit?
The credit bureaus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I simply say, I know that Tim talked about this. Mm-hmm. You call them up and say, do not give any credit information.
Now they
any-
just called a credit lock. You just do it. You might be able to do it online. Now I'm not sure. You know, I don't go to that extreme. What I actually I have an American Express card. I have the Platinum card. I think you can do it with any of them. But so I pay the $14 a month for the credit monitoring. So anytime somebody checks my credit, I know. Open an account, I know.
Yeah,
I get an email.
Get notified. Right.
Right. But it also gives me, you know, I want to know what my credit score is and that kind of thing.
Right.
So it was worth the $100 and whatever that is a year
to have it monitored for you.
Yeah, and then I don't have to worry about locking it because immediately if somebody were to open an account, I would immediately shut it. And if somebody charged something, I will know within 90 days, and guess what? That's not my problem.
Gotcha.
And I have had this happen. We had a credit lien put on Suzanne's, my wife's, you know, from Conyers, a tax lien put on our credit. We never owned a house in Conyers. It took about, and that's not something you actually pull all the time, right? You don't see, you know.
Yep.
So it took us about 90 days to get that off. And fortunately, we weren't trying to get a loan or do anything, you know.
Yeah, that's when it hurts when you're in the process.
But I will tell you, the one that's scarier than all of it is criminal. Nobody ever checks a criminal record. Yeah. And we have more than one time in this firm dealt with an individual who had false criminal reports.
Yeah.
You try to get that removed.
That's right. That's right. And they were not guilty of anything.
Right.
That's the key. We're not saying we caught somebody who was a pedophile who said they weren't. We're talking about somebody who didn't do anything wrong.
John Smith versus John Smith. You know,
You
know.
Yeah.
And that's
a similar name. Right.
Right. But it took forever. I mean, lawyers and, you know, having to
clean that up.
Yeah. So I am less concerned about, you know, the Target thing was bad, but it was worse, I think, for the banks. And I know we're running over here, and I'll get off.
But this is a worthwhile topic.
Yeah, it was worse for – you know it was bad if Chase Bank is saying we're tearing up the ATM cards and reissuing for how many millions of people they did that for.
Yeah, mine got stolen in that – my credit card. And the Citibank actually caught it, and they sent me a new number. That was, and they had just issued me one. That was this January. It was part of that Target breach. So they had already given me a brand new card.
Do you want to add anything more to the
I think
credit?
It's, you know, from a perspective point of view, you know, we are we're seeing a lot of the biggest scam going right now are wire frauds in the industry and in the financial industry, banking and brokerage.
Explain what wire fraud is, Bill.
Well, so somebody will hack your email account. So okay. You have a Gmail account or whatever, and this is fairly sophisticated now. We've got a lot of money at Schwab and some of the other custodians, and we talk security a lot because this is, you know, we're direct pipeline.
Right.
And they lose millions and millions of dollars a year covering this type of fraud. And sometimes the advisors are at fault because they don't have their own security policies. Like, we will not allow a third party. I say this. Our policy is to not allow a third party wire to leave this office without confirming via phone call. So you email me and say, hey, I need you to send a wire to so-and-so.
Right.
And
we send out of my account.
Right.
So send some money to my mother.
Right. Okay. So we send you the form to sign. You fax it back, signed. Okay. Well, that's no longer kosher. So we have to actually physically talk to you on the phone because these guys are sophisticated coming out of Russia. I mean, this is really a Russia.
So the process is they hack into your email account, and they give you a new routing number, right?
Right.
And that routing number is obviously not to the client who's been hacked.
Right.
It's to – a lot of times it's offshore.
Yeah, but they're so sophisticated, at least the stories that I've heard, and we actually had we've experienced this but been able to stop it early because of the phone call.
Right.
They're actually reading the emails and learning your vernacular, learning your speech pattern, and they'll write the email in such a tone. See, the scams that would come out of Africa.
Nigeria.
Yeah, you're like, come on, I'm not a fool. Right. Well, these are pretty good.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have policies and procedures in place within an institution, and I don't know enough about what happened at Target to know what their policies and procedures were, my suspicion is that was a pretty sophisticated hack.
It was.
And really where Target fell down was they didn't pull the Tylenol, the Johnson & Johnson thing.
Yeah.
They had a bad PR scenario. I mean,
look, man,
you know, you screwed up. Yeah. Man up, admit it, fix
so
it.
So you're saying that people are hacking in your emails.
Yeah.
And then they're using an information to try and pull cash out.
Yeah. They find out, they look through all your sent files and, you know, any kind of information they can get on you, then they'll forward on to.
Can you block your emails? Any kind of encryption?
Well, we tried to go that route. We're probably going to go this route again, where you just encrypt the emails.
Right.
But it's hard because you got to have on the other end username, password. It's inconvenient.
Right.
Security is inconvenient. You know, a lot of people don't want to go through the headache or the inconvenience.
Sure. I'm raising my hand.
Right, I know. Well, but again, you don't have to, you don't have to worry about 95% of this if you will just check your statements.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, I don't know. But a lot of the theft that goes on is family. And you can't sign an affidavit and put them in jail.
Oh, that's right. Your son or your daughter.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Or you're soon to be ex whatever.
Well, I mean, you know, because at the end of the day, the bank's not going to put the money back in your account unless you sign an affidavit. And when they find you, they put you in jail.
Sure.
Because it is fraud. I mean, it's a felony.
That's true. They're the one who holds the loss otherwise.
All right. But we've beaten that to death.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.